I've been spending a lot of time in bars lately, and just the other night I approached a woman in the bar and I started to chat it up with her, and she looked at me and she said, you know what, if you lost some weight and got a haircut, you wouldn't be bad looking. I looked at her and I said, well, hey, if I did that, I'd be over there talking to those girls and not you. Oh, three stitches, another black eye. Liberals, they want to pass a new law now that enables them to vote the day after conservatives vote. That way they know how many times they have to vote to win the election. I'm just kidding you, but that's kind of what I bet they would like to have. The left, you know what? They keep hammering President Trump all of the time. I've never seen anything so vicious, but Trump, he's really risen to the occasion. This guy, he's a high energy guy. I mean, he wakes up on the West Coast and goes to bed on the East Coast, and he works all the time in between his plane. He's doing a lot of rallies, and he's a better speaker now than he used to be, and he's got some really, he was always good, but he's highly motivating and energizing the cha-cha. Rally after rally. I mean, it's like going to a Rolling Stone concert. I mean, just tens and tens of thousands of people. Just the other day, I watched one on YouTube, and it was in Johnson City, Tennessee. It was October 1st. And the arena, I don't know how many people it would hold, it didn't say, probably 20,000. It kind of looked like a hockey arena. But up to 20,000 people stood outside that couldn't get in. Many other people were turned away. They're saying that 92,000 people applied for tickets. 92,000. Why do I keep saying that? Well, hey, Johnson City, the one I'm telling you about in Tennessee, has a population of 65,000. That's it. 65,000 people. They had 92,000 people, 20,000 people standing outside, and what a rally. Hey, it was great. And he speaks the truth. I mean, sometimes, as I've often said, he ain't the best messenger, but he's got the best message. He's kind of cleaned that up a little bit, and he's getting to be a better messenger as well. The problem is, you know what, that state governments still infringe on the rights of the citizens by enacting unconstitutional gun control laws. And you should care. A lot of people say, well, it's happening in California, and I live in Alabama, why do I care? You need to care. Because when something starts over here, it will spread to over there. You should care about Canada, all of you Americans, because they have this stuff going on with regards to rights and guns and self-protection. Canada, it's legal to protect yourself. It's illegal to protect yourself with a tool of any kind. Pepper spray, mace, it's illegal. It's against the law. Alabama people, wherever you are, Tennessee people, you do need to care. You need to talk to your people about that, because like all diseases, things spread, okay? Smallpox, whatever, colds, everything can spread. And don't think it can't come to you because it's only in California, because it will. So pay attention. Baltimore. You know, when you think of gun control and gun crime, you kind of think of Chicago because they have both. They've got maximums of both. Lots of gun control and lots of gun crime. Baltimore actually has more than anyone. That's interesting. I would have never thought that. But last year alone, there were 342 homicides and zillions of people getting shot. So on a prorated basis, you know, they're the biggest and the worst. That's kind of too bad. In Canada, here's a guy. I want to give this guy an award for creativity. I guess they'll catch him. He is a criminal, so we don't want to make the award too big. But 17 banks so far, they have found at least, has been defrauded of more than $30,000. This guy, you know, in Canada, they have the loony, which is another story we'll get onto one day. But it's a $2 coin. So he's taken these rolls of coins to banks and say, I want to exchange these for cash. And in the middle, he puts washers, and nobody's ever opened them up, I guess, until after, at least. And he's all walking around with over 30 grand, and they're now looking for him, saying, who is this guy? We got to find him. He's done a bad thing. Hey, be right. It's better than being wrong. And remember, you know, for the day, here's your wisdom from your wiser advisor. Guns save lives. See ya.